Well, my fans are on a mission too, but they've been very respectful and they've been very
and they're very honest.
Yeah, definitely.
They're not, they don't write to me and pretend.
No,
they're not a part of your fan club. They're like, "Hi, my name is Carol. I'm completely and totally obsessed with Josh Groban. I'm on his website 13 times a day, and his music is the best music ever recorded in the history of the world."
Wow. Okay. Well, there you have it. You know. And you can choose from then on. You know whether or not you want to take it or not. So.
And the really cool thing is, I happen to agree with him. Your voice is like one of the best voices God has ever made.
Thank you so much.
You know, he used some of his best ideas when he put your voice in.
Thank you
your
so
throat.
Much. Well, I'm definitely, I definitely feel blessed, and it's, you know, it's been so great. You know, it's something that is, you know, was a natural gift from above, but I had to train it. You know, it's something that I'm still in training. I'm still so much a student, and I've got so much to learn, and so I
and you speak how many languages now?
Well,
or you sing. I shouldn't say you speak.
I sing in five, if you include Japanese. But
do you know what you're singing when you sing?
Oh yeah,
it?
Oh absolutely. Okay. You know, I haven't mastered the languages fluently yet. There's a lot to learn in that area. But if I'm gonna take a song in Italian or French or Spanish, the homework that goes into it before I even start recording it is really intense.
That's what I've heard, that you immerse yourself.
I have to. It has to be as if it's in English. I have to know exactly what I'm singing. I have to study the phonetics and study the dialect and make sure that it's in a dialect that's not particular to a certain region of that country, and make sure it's neutral. You know, there's a lot that goes into it, and so it takes a lot of hard work. But it's great to get people from this country or other English-speaking countries who wouldn't normally, you know, learn a song in Italian and say, "Oh, you know, I don't really know what that means, but I really dig it and I want to find out what it means." You know, that's doing for them what my parents were able to do for me and introducing me to world music when I was younger.
My parents introduced me to the country western.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, not exactly world music, but I know every cheating heart,
that's
dead
okay.
dog song ever
I know,
written.
I know. See, and that's, yeah. I can't understand a lot of what they're saying either, yeah. but I want to learn. So they're doing that for me as well. So, yeah.
It just inspires you,
exactly.
doesn't it?
Exactly.
To put on a big hat and boots. And,
sure. You got to love the country.
And cheat.
Absolutely.
Now, this article, Josh, that I was talking about.
That's my head floating in space. That's a little scary.
Why do they have your head?
And the look on my face is a little too serious for me to not have a body. It's no.
Your head attached to your body is much better than
your
head floating in space.
I work on that. Yeah.
But it says that you've got a girlfriend.
I have a girlfriend.
Last time we talked, you didn't have a girlfriend.
I was swinging single. I know. It's
you said that you wanted to stay single for a long time.
For a long
last time.
Time
we talked, you said you didn't see yourself
like
in a committed relationship for many years.
I know. You know
that was 13 months ago.
That's true. When, you know, when it's right, it's right. And you find, you know, I met somebody that is incredible, and she's in the business too. She's a great actress, and we met at a party where I think we both were not wanting to meet someone at this party. We're both just there to kind of hang and schmooze with a couple people. Exactly. It's one of those kind of things. And leave and go home and work, you know. And we just kind of started talking, and we started talking about music, and it was great. We started on a completely clean slate because I hadn't seen any of her movies, and she had no idea I was a singer. So, you know, especially now, you know, it's so hard to meet people that are sincere.
They don't have
an agenda, you know. And, you know, but the fans, like you said, are honest. They'll just come up and say, you know, "Look, I'm completely obsessed. I hope you know that." So, you know, but it was nice to meet someone who had not heard any of it and was completely new. So, no, we're very happy. It's a great thing. But she's being very patient now while I'm on tour.
And how many months has this been going on?
We're at almost 6 months now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, now that's when you get
we're
past the infatuation,
yeah.
past the butterflies in your stomach,
exactly.
past that this person can walk on water, too. Okay,
exactly.
They can't really walk on water.
But we still like to have a cup of coffee. Yeah,
exactly, but yeah. I still like her. So
exactly. No, we really like each other, so it's a good thing.
Very good.
Yeah.
And has that inspired you in your love songs to be even more?
It always helps, you know. I still like to keep all the love songs for the Grobanites. I like to make sure that they know that those are just
their
for
songs,
them. Yes.
Just for them.
No, but no, it does help. Yeah.